Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Triangle of Power by Alexander Stubb explores how modern leadership is shaped by the interaction of three forces that continuously pull decision makers in different directions. Drawing on Stubb's experience in high-level European and international politics, the book frames power less as a fixed possession and more as a dynamic process that is negotiated between people, institutions, and events. It looks at how leaders build influence, keep it, and lose it, especially when the environment is volatile and trust is fragile. Rather than treating politics as only ideology or personality, Stubb highlights the practical mechanics of governing coalition building, agenda setting, communication, and the management of crises. The central idea is that durable authority emerges when leaders understand the full triangle around them and can move between its corners without losing credibility. The result is a focused, real-world-oriented guide to reading political situations and making choices under pressure, aimed at anyone who wants to understand how power actually works today. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, power as a moving triangle, not a throne. A core theme of the book is that power should be understood as relational and constantly shifting rather than as a permanent status. The triangle idea is useful because it forces readers to look beyond one-dimensional explanations like charisma, party strength, or formal titles. In practice, leaders operate in a space where influence depends on multiple corners that may include public legitimacy, institutional constraints, and the strategic environment. When one corner weakens, the whole structure becomes unstable. This perspective helps explain why some leaders with strong electoral mandates struggle to govern, while others with limited formal authority can still shape outcomes. The book emphasizes that power is negotiated through repeated interactions. The ability to frame problems, set priorities, and attract allies matters as much as winning votes. It also suggests that effective leadership requires constant recalibration. Decisions must account for timing, narrative, and the mood of stakeholders, not just policy design. By treating power as a triangle, the book encourages a more realistic analysis of political success and failure, and gives readers a framework for spotting vulnerabilities early. Whether in national politics, international negotiations, or organizational leadership. Secondly, legitimacy and trust as the currency of influence. The book highlights legitimacy as a foundational resource that enables leaders to convert plans into action. Legitimacy is not only legal authority, but also the perception that decisions are fair, competent, and aligned with shared values. Stubb's approach underlines that trust is difficult to build and easy to lose, and that modern media dynamics accelerate both processes. Leaders who ignore transparency, consistency, or accountability may still accumulate short-term leverage, but they pay a long-term price in resistance and cynicism. The triangle framing helps show that legitimacy must be maintained simultaneously across different audiences such as voters, coalition partners, civil servants, and international counterparts. A decision that satisfies one group can alienate another, so leadership becomes an exercise in balancing expectations without appearing opportunistic. The book also points to the role of communication discipline. In men is in detail. Clear explanations of trade-offs and goals can increase tolerance for difficult choices, while vague messaging can create room for opponents to define the narrative. In this way, legitimacy is presented as an active practice rather than a passive benefit of office, and readers gain insight into why sustainable power often depends on credibility more than on raw pressure. Thirdly, institutions, rules, and the hidden architecture of power. Another important topic is how institutions shape what leaders can realistically do. Formal structures such as constitutions, parliaments, courts, and international bodies set boundaries, but they also create channels that skilled leaders can use to build momentum. The book's triangle lens draws attention to the difference between speaking power and executing power. Many political promises collide with procedural realities like budget cycles, committee negotiations, legal review, and bureaucratic capacity. Stubb's treatment encourages readers to see rules not simply as obstacles, but as tools that can produce legitimacy, stability, and predictability. Effective leaders understand where discretion exists, where it does not, and how to sequence actions so that institutions amplify rather than block change. The theme also covers coalition governance and the need to share ownership of outcomes, especially in multi-party settings common in Europe. Institutional knowledge becomes a competitive advantage for leaders who know how agendas are set, how compromises are drafted, and how implementation is monitored can turn limited authority into concrete results. For readers, this provides a practical way to interpret political news, revealing why certain reforms stall and why others advance quickly once institutional alignment is achieved. Fourthly, strategy, negotiation, and coalition building. Under pressure, the book presents leadership as a strategic craft grounded in negotiation. Power emerges from assembling workable majorities, aligning incentives, and creating deals that different actors can defend to their own supporters. The triangle concept helps illustrate that negotiation is rarely just bilateral. It is usually triangular or even multi-cornered, where concessions in one area are traded for support in another. Stubbs' political background makes this theme especially relevant for understanding international diplomacy and European decision-making, where agreement often requires bridging national interests, party priorities, and institutional mandates. The book underscores preparation, defining red lines, understanding the other side's constraints, and mapping possible landing zones. It also stresses timing and sequencing, because the same proposal can succeed or fail depending on when it is introduced and how it is packaged. Coalition building is treated as an ongoing process, not a one-time pact. Leaders must keep partners informed, share credit, and manage conflict before it becomes public rupture. Readers can apply this to organizational settings as well, where influence depends on aligning departments and stakeholders. The takeaway is that durable power grows from repeatable negotiation habits rather than from one decisive victory. Lastly, crisis leadership and the management of uncertainty. A final major topic is how leaders operate when uncertainty is high and the costs of delay are severe. Crises compress time, amplify scrutiny, and reveal the strength or weakness of the triangle of power. The book suggests that crisis leadership requires both decisiveness and adaptability. Leaders must act with incomplete information while also updating their approach as facts change. Communication becomes central. Audiences want clarity, empathy, and a sense of direction, even when outcomes are not guaranteed. The triangle framing highlights competing demands during crises, such as the need to maintain public trust, respect institutional procedures, and respond to external shocks like economic turbulence or geopolitical pressure. Mistakes often occur when leaders overprioritize one corner and neglect the others, for example by focusing on control while losing legitimacy, or by following procedure while failing to address urgency. The book points toward building resilience before a crisis hits through strong networks, credible routines, and a culture of preparedness. For readers, this theme offers a realistic lens for evaluating leadership performance during emergencies, and for understanding why some administrations regain stability while others spiral into blame. Fragmentation and loss of authority. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a grounded understanding of how political leadership works in practice, including students of politics, policy professionals, business leaders dealing with complex stakeholder environments, and general readers who follow current affairs and want clearer analytical tools. It benefits the reader by replacing simplistic ideas about power with a usable framework for interpreting events and making decisions. Seeing power as a triangle encourages better judgment. You learn to consider legitimacy, institutional constraints, and strategic context at the same time, which can improve everything from negotiation tactics to crisis responses. The book is also valuable because it connects high-level leadership choices to concrete mechanisms like coalition management, agenda setting, and communication discipline, making it applicable beyond government. Compared with similar leadership or politics books that focus mainly on personality, ideology, or abstract theory, this one stands out for its practical, systems-based approach and its relevance to modern, fast-moving environments where trust and governance capacity are constantly tested. If you want a framework that helps you read power dynamics quickly and act more effectively within them, this is a strong purchase. If you would like to support Alexander Stubb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.